复活节快乐
！Happy Easter！
我邀请你站起来。
I would like to invite you to stand。
啊，跟你周围人再说一遍。
And greet your neighbors。
复活节快乐
！Happy Easter！ Happy Resurrection Sunday！
往中间走一走，大家挤一挤好吗？我们往中间坐一下，中间动一动。
Okay。
还有席位置不够。
If you see a seat next to you that's open, slide in.Slide it. I see a lot of open seats. Slide it. 你旁边如果有位置空的话，往里面坐。没有看到空格。
好，大家。
All right. There's still spaces, guys. Slide in. Follow instruction.
Okay, 请坐，大家请坐。
Thank you.
啊，谢谢四班，谢谢我们的 worship team， 还有我们的孩子四班的老师们，谢谢你们。
Thank you, choir. Thank you, our worship team, our teachers, our children choir. Thank you, guys.
我们特别欢迎第一次来到我们教会一起来敬拜的朋友们，上帝祝福你们。
We welcome those who are here for the first time. May God bless you.
哎呀，特别欢迎有一段时间没有来到教会参加实体敬拜的弟兄姐妹，愿上帝爱你，时常在一起，回到实体来敬拜。
And we welcome those who have not been here physically with us. We pray that God will be with you and lead you continue to worship Him.
在我讲到之前呢，有两件事跟弟兄姐妹一起来分享。
I have two things I want to share with you。
那首先我跟弟兄姐妹这是一句话，当时主耶稣复活之后，天使向探望坟墓的妇女们显现，他们进入空坟墓，没有发现尸体，只看到天使。天使告诉他们说，他不在这里，他已经复活了。
The day that our Lord Jesus Christ was risen.The sister showed up to the grave, and angel said to the sisters, "He's not here. He is risen."
我现在邀请弟兄姐妹
So I want to invite you.
姊妹们在说一起说，他不在这里。弟兄们一起说，基督已经复活了。
I'll have the sister shout, "He's not here," and brother shout, "He is risen."
来，姊妹们开始来。那弟兄们，你们声音太小了
You guys not loud enough.
来，姐妹们再来。他那弟兄们感谢主
那
复活节不是纪念一位死去的历史人物
Easter Sunday isn't to remember someone who had died and passed away
复活节是庆祝耶稣基督是复活的主
But the day we celebrate that our Lord is risen
他已经战胜了死亡
He's victorious over sin and death
如今行走在我们中间
And he's alive in us.
所以复活日应该是充满喜乐和感恩
So Easter day is a day of celebration and thanksgiving
那在过去的二十一天当中我们教会有禁食祷告
In the past 21 days our church together pray and fasted
我想很多弟兄姐妹在这段时间来刻苦己心来寻求与基督的亲密关系
And many of you sought after God during this time
我相信你经历了神许多的祝福而且神在你的生命当中与你的关系越来越亲近
I know you've experienced the blessing and the intimacy that comes with it
虽然二十一天结束了我希望弟兄姐妹来继续常常祷告
Even though this 21 days has ended I wish that you would continue to fast and pray
操练你的心与神亲近
That you would discipline your heart to draw closer to God
那第二件事情我要特别在这里是介绍我们的幸福小组
I want to introduce our joyful life group to you guys
耶稣基督复活是一个大好的信息
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the best news
他胜过了坟墓胜过了死亡
He conquered grave and death
他来到这个世界为我们死了
He came to this world and died for our sin
然后埋葬了然后复活了
He was buried and resurrected
他邀请我们来领受他的生命
He invites us to receive his life
这是我们为什么要传福音
That's why we share the gospel
传福音是基督所做的事情
We share the good news because it's what Jesus did
也是教会应当做的事情
It's what church should be doing
教会是成为教会教会的使命就是传福音建造门徒
The purpose of church is to spread the gospel and make disciples
我相信我们中间有些慕道的朋友欢迎你们
And we have some people who are seeking this truth We welcome you
欢迎你加入这个幸福小组
We invite you to join our joyful life group
那这里是照片这是藏字小组
We got some pictures showing the different groups that we have.
那这是田俊小组。那这是开智小组。 那这是对不起，我们小组没有照片，好，没关系哈。好，女方小组。那这是严肃小组。那这是匿名小组。那这是率应小组。那幸福小组是邀请我们来聆听，来领受上帝在耶稣基督里给我们的祝福。
At these joyful life group, you're there to receive and listen to what God has in store for you.
我们可以这么说，上帝创造我们是让我们来领受他的祝福。
We can say this, that God created us so that we can receive his blessing.
上帝就是幸福本身。
That true joy is in Christ.
你敬拜的一个上帝不可能是个忧愁的上帝，是个软弱的上帝。
We worship is not a sorrowful God.
所以你遇见耶稣，你遇见真正的幸福。
So when you encounter Jesus, you have true joy.
所以我们中间如果有一些慕道的朋友，欢迎你加入我们中间这些小组。
So if you're seeking truth, you're seeking Christ, come to join one of these groups.
那今天我跟弟兄姐妹要分享的哈，耶稣基督复活打破了五大谎言。
Today I want to share with you that Christ is risen, shattering five lies.
那耶稣来到这个世界的时候，在世界上时间只有三十三年的时间。
Jesus was only here for 33 years.
呼召了十二个门徒，其中一个出卖了他。
He had called 12 disciples and one betrayed him.
他复活之后，
After he was resurrected,
这些门徒到处去宣讲耶稣基督。
The disciples spread around and shared the gospel, shared about Jesus.
很快，在这个罗马帝国，有千千万万人悔改，接受了耶稣。
And it turned around the entire Roman Empire, and thousands and tens of thousands of people came to know Jesus.
那罗马帝国非常的紧张。
And it put a lot of stress on the Roman Empire.
这些跟随耶稣的人，以耶稣基督为王。
Because they worship Jesus as their king.
他们不再敬拜罗马的皇帝。
They don't worship the Roman emperor.
所以他们恐惧。
And so the Roman Empire was fearful.
他们没有安全感。
They have no security.
所以他们疯狂地迫害基督徒。
And so they started persecuting the Christians.
就在大迫害当中，教会继续成长。
But as they were persecuting the Christians, the church grew.
很快教会福音传到整个罗马帝国。
And the gospel spread across the entire Roman Empire.
然后传到欧洲。
And it spread through Europe.
传到非洲
to Africa,
传到拉丁美洲
to Latin America,
然后 传到亚洲
to Asia.
如今有多少基督徒你知道吗？
Do you know how many Christians there are?
从十二个人
from 12 people,
然后到现在有二十五亿人
to 2.5 billion.
所以耶稣基督的复活是震天动地的大事件。
So the resurrection of Jesus Christ is an earth-shattering event.
来，让我们先读这段经文，一起来。
So let's read this together.Jesus said to her,
"来,
I am the."
一起来。耶稣对他说
"I'm the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?"
我今天跟弟兄姐妹讲，耶稣基督复活打破了五个谎言。
I'm here to share with you that Christ is risen, shattering five lies.
第一个谎言。说基督教的信仰只是一种心理安慰，它不是事实。
The first lie you hear is that Christian faith is a psychological message. It's not a fact.
我告诉你，这是一个谎言。
I'm telling you that this is a lie.
耶稣基督福音，它的核心是耶稣复活。
The foundation of Christianity is the resurrection of Jesus.
圣经说，如果基督没有复活，我们所传的就是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
The Bible tells us that if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
当我们刚刚听到有耶稣从死里复活，我们自然反应是什么？胡说八道。
When we hear that Jesus came back to life, we think it's just a myth.
我们看好多人说，现在是二十一世纪，科学这么发达，还相信这样的神话。
We may say we live in the 21st century. Why would we believe in something so foolish?
We think we're smarter than people back then.
We think we're smarter than people back then.
他们不知道，所以他们迷信，他们相信神话。
They didn't know as much as we do, so they believe in anything.
我们这么聪明，怎么可能相信这种神话？
But we're so smart, so wise. Why would we believe in this?
所以基督教信仰就是一种虚幻，一种安慰。
And so people would say that Christianity is just a psychological message that comforts you.
我告诉你，你心中的这种想法，它是一种谎言。
But this is a lie.
很多年前
Many years ago.
在英国有一个 记者，也是一位律师。
In UK, there is a lawyer reporter.
那他是一个无神论者。
He's also an atheist.
他非常的理性。
He's a very logical thinker.
他认为耶稣基督复活就是神话。
He thought that the resurrection of Jesus is just a myth.
他觉得他是一个受过高等教育的人，他决定要写一本书。
And so he decided he's going to go write a book because of the education, the training he has received.
他要彻底推翻基督教信仰所谓的证据，复活的证据。
He wants to overturn the evidences that Christians talk about.
他要为理性洗白。
He wants to use logic to disprove Christianity.
他不蠢，他很聪明。
He's not dumb, he's smart.
他知道耶稣基督复活不是科学研究的范畴。
He knows it's not something that can be studied under science.
那适应科学研究的是自然现象。
Because science studies natural phenomenon.
是研究那些可以重复的、可测量的自然现象。
Science does things that can be repeated.
那耶稣基督复活是一种历史事件。
But it is a historical event.
因此他要找历史文献。
So you have to look at historical evidence.
要找证据。
You have to look at historical evidence. It's a scientific.
他要比较那些证人们、目击者的那个证词是不是一致的。
You have to compare the eyewitnesses and their testimony to see if it's consistent.
他研究严谨的研究圣经。
So he studied the scripture.
研究第一世纪的一些历史资料。
He studied writings from first century.
他研究耶稣被钉十字架以后门徒的反应。
He studied how the disciple responded after the resurrection.
他要了解一下这个空坟墓的说法。
He wants to know, like, is this real?
然后他要看一看当时罗马的律法。
He wants to look at how the Roman Empire reacted.
最后他得出了一个结论。
He came to this conclusion.
他面对一个绕不过去的事实。
He couldn't get past this one single evidence.
这事是什么呢？
And what is this evidence?
他说，门徒们跟随耶稣的门徒们，在耶稣受难的时候，恐惧惊慌，四处流散逃亡。
He saw that the disciples who followed Jesus dispersed and ran away in hiding when Jesus being crucified.
可是几天以后，他们人全部改变了。
But just a few days later, they all changed.
他们变成了不怕死的见证人。
They're no longer afraid of death.
所有的这些门徒都为耶稣殉道了。
They all became martyrs for their faith.
我请问你，如果故事是他们编造的，他们有什么好处？
So let me ask you, if they made up the story, what did they gain from it?
是他们的人头。
Death?
所以这第一件事情他绕不过去。第二件事情。
So you couldn't get past around that fact.
耶稣基督的坟墓的确是空的。
And he couldn't get around the fact that the tomb is empty.
当时的罗马帝国的官员们和当时犹太的宗教的领袖们找不到这个尸体来予以反驳。
At the time, the Roman Empire and the religious leader, they could not produce a body to refute this fact.
那第三件事情，他发现耶稣基督复活的目击者不是十一个人而已，有五百、六百，许许多多复活的见证人。
And he realized the eyewitnesses weren't just these 12 people or 11 people, but it's hundreds, 500, 600 people.
这些人不可能同时产生幻觉。
They could not possibly all be under the same hypnosis.
那最后一个很重要的一件事情。
And then lastly,
耶稣如果没有复活，你怎么解释早期教会的诞生？
If Jesus didn't come back to life, how do you explain the formation of early church?
罗马帝国疯狂的迫害教会。
As the Roman Empire is persecuting the church,
可是教会在大迫害当中迅速扩张。
How was the church able to grow underneath the persecution?
你怎么解释这历史现象？
How do you explain this historical phenomenon?
很有意思的一件事，他在写完这本书之后，他在研究之后，他的立场改变了。
As he goes through his study and he's write his book, he changed his position.
他写下这本书。
He wrote this book.
谁挪开了石头？
Called Who Moved the Stone?
他这本书的第一章标题很有意思，他说这本书原本不该写成这个样子。
The first chapter is interesting. He said this book was not meant to be like this.
他本来是一个怀疑、否定基督福音的人。
Before he was a skeptic who denied Christianity.
经过研究以后，他成为一个坚定的跟随者，跟随耶稣。
But after he studied, he became a firm believer in Christ.
这本书是个再版的，你们到网上可以去搜索这本书。
You can actually find this book online.
弟兄姐妹，我要跟大家讲啊，历史学家在告诉你一件事情。
I want to share with you that what historical evidence tells us.
英国的一个著名的早期教会的历史学家，他说，这能解释初代教会突然爆发性的扩展和牺牲精神的唯一合理解释，就是耶稣确实从死里复活了。
N.T. Wright was a historian, theologian. He says this: Having examined as many of the alternative explanations I could find, and having shown them all to be completely inadequate, the one we're left with, however unlikely.Must press itself upon us as being true.
面对第一个谎言，我巴不得我们在座的每一个弟兄姐妹，包括我们慕道的朋友，我告诉你一件事情：耶稣基督复活，不怕你怀疑。
As we look at this first lie, I want to tell you that Christianity, the resurrection of Jesus, is a firm foundation.
欢迎你深挖到底，查考历史。查考证人的证词，然后挑战逻辑。
We challenge you to study, to explore, to look at the evidence yourself.
耶稣基督复活真理坚定不倒。
It's a firm foundation that will never be shaken.
所以我们现在问大家一个问题啊。
So let me ask you a question.
问题是，我能不能相信耶稣吗？
The question is not, can I believe it?
我相信这是神话还是事实呢？
Do I believe it is a fact or a myth?
这不是你闹的问题。
But that is not the right question to ask.
你应当做问的问题是什么？
The right question to ask is this.
我敢不敢面对耶稣复活这一事实？
Do I dare to face the fact that Christ has risen?
耶稣复活证明他是上帝成为人。
Because the fact that Christ has risen proves that God has become man.
证明他从死里复活胜过了死亡。
That shows that he conquered death and sin.
那证明他所说的话是真的。
And it shows that whatever he says is true.
他要告诉你，你对他的反应如何，决定你的生和死。
And he tells you how you respond to him determines whether you live or die.
这是第一件事情。
And that's the first thing.
第二个谎言。
The second lie.
人死如灯灭，死了死了，一切都结束了。
And there's a second lie that we hear that death is the end of life and there's nothing after it.
那死亡就是生命的结束，坟墓就是人生的终点。
Tomb is the end and there's no life.
我知道在这个世界我们人最大的焦虑最深的焦虑就意识到人会死亡。
One thing that we worry about the most is that we will eventually die.
我想我们在座的绝大部分的朋友和弟兄姐妹，你不会常常想到死亡这件事。
I'm pretty sure that many of you don't think about death that often.
但是你心里怕它。
But you are fearful of it.
你怕老衰老。
You're afraid of getting old.
你怕失败。
You're afraid of failure.
你怕失去所拥有的一切。
You're afraid of losing everything.
因为觉得人生这么短。
Because life is short.
这么快就没有了。
Life will be over soon.
要努力的活着，拼命的抓住一切能抓住的。
So you live as hard as you can, try to capture everything that you can.
可是你的心里还是空空的。
But your heart is empty.
许多的谎言来告诉你，生命是走向虚无。
These lies tell you that life ends and there's nothing after.
生命走向黑暗的深渊。
Life is going to a pit of darkness.
生命就是徒劳的激情。
You're going to work hard and end up with nothing.
人活着只是快快乐乐的一阵子而已，吃吃喝喝吧，明天就死了。
And so it tells you like just enjoy your life now since you're going to die tomorrow.
很多人一想到死亡全身发抖。
So when you think about death, you live in the fear.
你听到癌这个字。全身就发麻。
And you hear about cancer, it destroys you.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为我们不知道死后到底有什么。
Because we don't really know, is there something after death?
所以好多人就说，人死如灯灭，一死白了，什么都没有。
And so we think that once you die, then that's it.
你死过吗？
But have you died?
你没有死过，你怎么知道？
How would you know?
唯一从死亡中回来的耶稣基督，他告诉你，死后是有生命的。
But our resurrected Lord who came back from death tells you that there is life after death.
在座的每个人，你抚摸自己的心，你不渴望有个完美的生命、丰富的生命、永远不衰亡的生命吗？
I want you to ask yourself.Don't we desire a fulfilling, a perfect, joyful, eternal life?
你为什么这种渴望？
Why do we desire that?
因为你受造就是为那永恒的世界。
Because you are created for eternity.
上帝创造你不让你进入黑暗，进入虚无。
God didn't create you so that you will end up in a pit of darkness forever.
上帝创造是把你带入永恒的荣耀。
But he created you so that you will enter into his eternal glory.
可是我们人类没有进入永恒荣耀的通道。
But there is no way for us to get to him.
耶稣来了。
Except Jesus.
他胜过了死亡。
He came and conquered death.
他成为我们的道路。
He became our way.
出于他来到这个世界来宣告。
So he came to proclaim.
我是生命。我是复活。
I am life. I am resurrection.
这个生命是死亡不能胜过的生命。
That death cannot conquer.
你信吗？
But do you believe it?
如果你不信，你就走向黑暗，走向虚无，走向坟墓。
If you don't believe it, you are on your way to darkness, to that tomb, to your death.
你千万不要认为我太年轻。
And don't think that you're young.
你从来不会知道明天会发生什么。
Because you don't know if you're going to have tomorrow.
但是我们感谢说，我们是个充满复活的一群人。耶稣基督已经从死里复活。
We thank God we have this resurrected God.
他为你预备了永恒的荣耀。
He has prepared a way for us eternal glory.
不要相信这个谎言。
So don't believe in this lie.
我们第三件事情。
And the third lie.
这个谎言是什么呢？这谎言是说，我人生需要帮助，但我不需要一位救主。
This third lie says that I just need help, but I don't actually need a savior.
我们在这个世界，我们会遇到很多伤心的事情。
There are a lot of things that break our heart.
有的时候我们玩笑开朗，我们的朋友圈子很热闹，但是内心很孤独。
We put up a front where that we're happy, where we're funny, and we're hanging out with our friends, but inside us, we are lonely.
有时候你身边的人，包括你的亲人，都读不懂你的心。不知道你的内心是度乱度累度怕。
Even though they're closest to you, your family, your best friends, they may not know what you're going through, how tired you are, how scared you are.
许多伤你心的事情一直在跟随着你。
And there are many things that just break your heart that you're carrying by yourself.
有的时候你躲在厕所里偷偷的哭泣。
And maybe you hide in the bathroom to cry.
夜晚躺在床上不能入睡。
Or you stay up all night and you just can't fall asleep.
你悔恨。
You have regrets.
你自怜。
Self-pity.
有的时候觉得自己扛不住了。
Sometimes you feel like I just can't do it anymore.
可是你不想跟任何人说。
But you don't have anyone that you can open up to.
也不愿意跟任何人说。
And you don't really want to share what's going on with others.
有的时候你面对过去自己的羞耻、失败，你耿耿于怀。
And then you know all the shames and failures that you've done and you carry that with you.
有的时候面对生活中许多的矛盾、挣扎，还有许多东西在捆绑着你，各种瘾啊。
A lot of addiction, struggles, things that bind you up.
你想我需要一个人来帮助我。
And you think the only thing I really need is someone to help me.
因为这个人际关系很紧张，工作压力很大。
My relationship needs help. My work needs help.
尤其做许多重大决定的时候，不知道向谁去讨教。
When you're making decisions, you don't know who you can run to.
所以你就说，我人生我承认我需要帮助。
And you'll say, I admit that I do need help in life.
但是我不需要救主。
But then you also say, I don't need a savior.
但是耶稣基督告诉你一件事情，复活的救主告诉你一件事情。
But our Jesus Lord, He tells us this one thing.
你需要帮助，你需要一位救主来帮助你。
You need help, and you need a Savior to help.
大家在这儿看到两种树。
There are two kinds of trees.
耶稣他问了一个非常简单的问题。这是有非常深刻的问题。
He asked a very simple yet profound question.
每个人都明白。
Something that we naturally will understand.
耶稣透过你人人都明白的一件事，让你更深一点思想。
Something that all of us can understand so that you can actually think deeply.
耶稣问了，荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？
He asked, do people pick grapes from thorn bushes?
荆棘里能摘无花果吗？
Or figs from thistles?
这个问题简单不简单？
It's a simple question, isn't it?
到街上找任何人，他都告诉你答案。
You can ask anyone on the street and they'll tell you.
但耶稣这个问题让你反思。
It makes you think.
荆棘上长不出无花果和葡萄。
Thorn bushes and thistles cannot produce grapes or figs.
你喜欢葡萄无花果还是喜欢荆棘？
So which one do you like? Grapes, figs, or thorn bushes and thistles?
我说 IQ 只有1.0的人。
Even if you're not very smart.
他也知道怎么选择，对吗？
You would know what to pick.
耶稣这样的问题告诉我们一件事情。
So Jesus is telling you one thing.
你需要帮助。
Yes, you need help.
就像你需要无花果、葡萄一样。
Just like you desire grapes and figs.
你需要无花果的甜，需要葡萄的甘美。
You need that sweetness of grapes and figs in your life.
但是那个荆棘上长不出这个东西。
But you can't produce that out of thorns and thistles.
荆棘代表我们这个成就的人生。
These thorns and thistles are our own life.
从娘胎里面出来的这个肉体。
It's our flesh.
你的智慧就这么多。
You're only so smart.
你的能力就这么大。
Your capability only goes so far.
你的内在的光景就是如此。
This is how you are on the inside.
这个成就的生命不能给你源源不断的动力。
This old life cannot produce something new.
不给你有真诚的爱。
It cannot produce true love.
不给你有压不倒的动力、魅力。
It cannot give you that persistence.
它需要一种力量来帮助你。
You need something different.
它需要把你的荆棘的生命转化成无花果的生命和葡萄树的生命。
Your life needs to be transformed from thistles into grapes.
所以圣经上告诉我们说，你需要的神会帮助你，但你更需要一位救主。
And so the Bible tells us God helps us, but what you need even more is you need a savior.
从死里复活的救主，他是我们的生命。
A resurrected savior who becomes our life.
他进入我们的生命当中，他让我们重生。
He comes into our life and gives a new birth.
所以这段经文，我请大家一起跟我读来。
I want us to read this together.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的神，他照自己的大怜悯，
借
耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，让我们有活泼的盼望。你活在这个世界有盼望，是因为你重生了才有盼望。
The only way you have hope in this life is to have this new birth.
这个重生的生命就是复活的救主给你的生命。
And this is a new life that our Lord Jesus Christ offers to us.
我们活在这个世界。
We live in this world.
我们需要这个耶稣基督这样的生命。
We need his life.
我们这个生命早晚会衰残。
Because our life deteriorates.
我们这个生命爱得很有限。
Our love is very limited.
我们这个生命不能给我们永恒的盼望。
Our life does not produce eternal hope.
我们这个生命的很多的时候遇到人生各种各样黑洞深坑的时候，我们越不过去。
And there are a lot of hurdles that we just simply cannot get past in life.
你希望有仁爱、有喜乐、有和平吗？
Do you want patience, love, kindness, peace?
你希望有温柔、恩慈跟节制吗？
Kindness, gentleness, self-control.
我想在座每个人都希望有这样东西。
And we all wish to have those kind of characteristics in our life.
可是这个荆棘树上长不出这些甜美的果子。
But if you are thorn bushes, you cannot produce these kind of fruit.
复活的耶稣要进入我们的生命当中。
So our resurrected Lord must enter our life.
你越是靠近耶稣，
and the closer you draw to him,
奇妙的事情就发生了。
The wondrous things start to happen.
哎，那你的里头多了一点喜乐。
And you start having this joy that comes from within.
有平安。
Peace.
爱越来越多。
You got more love.
能赦免别人。
You're starting to forgive people.
对人开始有恩慈。
Start being kind to people.
你开始里面有柔和的心。
You start being more gentle.
越来越不骄傲狂妄。
And you become humble.
你开始变得有节制。
Self-control.
你的里面充满着希望和能力。
And you're filled with hope and power.
主耶稣告诉你，你所需要的不仅仅是一个帮助你解决生活问题的这么一个。
Jesus tells you, you need more than someone who can solve your problem.
你需要的是重生，需要的是一位救主。
You need a savior who will give you a new birth.
然后我们第四个谎言。
This is the fourth lie.
这个谎言。他讲是说这个世界没有公义，也没有真正的爱。
This fourth lie says there's no real justice, no real love in this world.
我们年轻的时候，我们一腔热血。
When we're young, we're passionate.
我们寻求公义。
We seek justice.
我们呼唤公义。
We call out for justice.
你看街上很多游行都是年轻人。
You see the protesters on the streets, a lot of young people.
我们有一种正义感。
We're filled with a kind of righteousness.
为那些受压制的人，我们要为他们寻求公义。
We want to speak up for those who are oppressed.
可是到慢慢年龄变得越来越大。
But as you get older and older,
越来越成熟的时候，
become more mature,
我们发现这个世界上没有真正的公义。
And we realize maybe there is no real justice in this world.
我们发现很多都是强权者。在设立一种游戏规则。
We feel like it's those who are in power that get set the rules.
慢慢的，我们理想就消失了。
And we lose our ideology.
我们自己变得玩世不恭。
We become cynical.
我们不再相信有什么真正的公义。
We don't believe in true justice anymore.
我们想在这个世界是强权得胜。
We believe that only those with power will win at the end.
如果你没有这种想法，说明你还年轻。
If you don't think like that, that means you're still young.
像他这样啊，但是弟兄姐妹，你知道哈，在过去的一周，你在读耶稣基督受难的圣经的经文。
The past week, you've been reading scripture about his suffering.
耶稣有罪吗
？Did he sin?
比拉多三次说他没有罪。
Pontius Pilate says three times he is innocent.
可仍然把他交给当时的人，钉他十字架。
But he still turned him over to the Jews to crucify him.
就你看圣经，你看告诉你一件事情。
And so if you read the scripture, it tells you one thing.
你看这个世界。
If you look at this world,
你得出什么结论
？You arrived at this conclusion.
比拉多得胜。
Pilate was victorious.
犹太的领袖得胜。
The Jewish leaders were victorious.
出卖耶稣的犹大得胜。
Judah won.
不是公义得胜，不是善良得胜。
It's not justice that overcame.
而是邪恶得胜。
It seems like evil has won the day.
你都说这个结论吗
？Is that the conclusion that we arrive?
我们中间有一些人在过去的人生当中就受过这样的伤害。
And we've been hurt like this before.
心中充满的是一种怨气
，and we feel bitter inside.
看不到公义
，we can't see justice.
但是我告诉弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督从死里复活，显明一件事情。
I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, Jesus' resurrection shows us one thing:
真理得胜，公义得胜，良善得胜。仁爱得胜
，truth wins, justice wins, love wins, kindness wins.
看这段经文，我们一起来读这段经文来。
Let us read this together.
他已经定了日子，要
借着 judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed,
并叫他从死里复活，为万人做可信的凭证。这个世界的谎言是告诉你没有真正的公义。
The world tells us this lie that there is no real justice, no real love.
有一半真理。
This may be half truth.
在美国的高等法院的法官，我们的英文叫他们不是叫做 judge， 叫他们什么 ？Justice.
In our Supreme Court, we don't call our judge, we call him justice.
你说我不知道什么叫公义，那你到高等法院一看看，那就是公义。
So if you don't know what justice is, you can go to the Supreme Court and pay him a visit.
那个是人就是公义的化身吗
？But is he representative of what justice is?
No.
The answer is no.
上帝才是公义本身。
Only God is just.
他的性情是公义的。
God is just.
面对这是比拉多得胜，犹大得胜，犹太的领袖们得胜，上帝沉默了吗？
Was God silent when Pilate, the Jewish leaders, were winning?
No.
God was not silent.
上帝不乱反正。
让耶稣基督
从死里复活。
The resurrection reversed the unjust.
上帝的心意，他是设了一个审判的日子。
But that he has determined a day when he will ultimately be the judge.
那耶稣从死里复活，就是将来审判的一个凭证。
And his resurrection gives proof that Jesus will one day judge.
人世间的权势者们把耶稣钉死在十字架上。
Those who are in power crucify him, nail him on the cross.
羞辱他。
Humiliated him.
鞭打他。
Whipped him.
钉他十字架。
Nail him to the cross.
上帝让他从死里复活。
But God resurrected him.
他向人类宣告。
And he declares this.
你们的审判是错误的。
That your judgment is wrong.
上帝才是真正的公义审判者。
God is the only true judge.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，当你思想耶稣基督死里复活的时候，是告诉你，在这个有罪恶的世界当中，真理必胜，公义必胜，良善必胜，仁爱必胜，恩典必胜，是因为耶稣基督从死里复活。
So, and the world is filled with evil and corruption. We're able to declare that truth will win, justice will win, love will win because Jesus is resurrected.
但现在有个问题。
But then there's a problem.
上帝是位绝对公义的上帝。
He is the ultimate judge who is just.
如果上帝的公义跟人间的公义是一样，
His standard of justice cannot be the same as ours.
我们就毫无希望了。
Because if it were, then we would have no hope.
我们面对这位圣洁的绝对公义的上帝，
When we stand in front of this holy, just God,
他不以无罪的为有罪，也不以有罪的为无罪。
He will not count our sin as sinless.
我们怎么面对这位上帝？
So how do we face a holy God like that?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你问问自己，朋友们，你能面对这位绝对公义、
If you were to stand in front of this holy God, can you withstand His holiness?
这是为什么耶稣来到这个世界，为我们上十字架。
And that is the reason why Jesus came and was crucified.
按照上帝的绝对的公义标准，我们每个人都要受到审判。
Because we are all condemned in front of a holy God.
耶稣来到这个世界，他是告诉我们，你的罪我来承担，我成为你的担保人，我成为你的中保，你所有的债务我来偿还。
So Jesus came, he became your mediator. I'll take all your brokenness and all your debt and all your sin and I'll pay it back.
这就是爱了。
And this is love.
我们中间好多人对爱失去了信心。
Some of you have lost hope in love.
在过去的生活当中，有人辜负你，伤害你。
You've been betrayed and you've been hurt.
你心里一直有个谎言告诉你。
There's a voice in your heart that tells you this.
不要太认真，不要太深信。
Don't take it too seriously. Don't trust people.
爱只是片刻的激情，短暂的，会变的。
Love is fleeting and it'll go away.
就活在这种痛苦的失望当中。
So maybe you live in that kind of disappointment.
世界上没有真正的公义，也没有真正的爱。
You think there is no real justice and no real love.
但是耶稣来到这个世界，为我们上十字架，又为我们从死里复活。
But he came into this world crucified and resurrected.
他告诉你，我知道你的委屈。
He tells you, I know what you're going through.
我知道你的伤痛。
I know your pain, your brokenness.
我爱你。
I love you.
我的爱可以医治你。
My love heals you.
我永远不会放弃你。
I will never forsake you.
我背负你一切的罪孽。
I carry all your sins.
我是复活的主。
I am the resurrected Lord.
我每天与你同行。
I walk with you every single day.
你不需要再偷偷地躲在厕所里哀哭。
You no longer have to cry in the bathroom.
耶稣可以擦干你的眼泪。
He wipes away your tears.
复活的主能从坟墓当中走出来。
The resurrected Lord walk out of that grave.
他可以带领你走出失望，走出伤痛，走出人生的深坑。
And he takes you out of your disappointment, out of your hurt, out of your pit.
你一切的羞耻，一切的罪疚，归在耶稣的身上。
All of your sin and shame have been placed upon him.
复活的主今天行走在我们中间。
The resurrected Lord now walks among us.
他与我们同行。
That he walks with us.
那最后一个谎言。
And this is the last lie.
人生活着的目的是什么？赚钱。
This lie tells you that the purpose of life is to make money.
吃喝。
To eat well.
大家同意吗？
Do you agree?
我想很多的人生哈。他觉得呢，我们活在这个世界啊，比别人稍微好一点就可以了。
We feel like as long as we have a better life than other people, then we're good.
不要输，不要落后。
As long as we don't lose to others, then we're okay.
但至少不能比别人差。
You know, just gotta be a little above average.
他去什么学校，我要去比他更好一点。
If he goes to whatever school, I'm gonna go just a little better.
他开的是 Toyota， 我开的是 Tesla。
If he drives Toyota, I'm going to drive Tesla.
他们家有三个卧房，我家有五个，我比较满足。
If they have three bedroom, I'm going to go for five.
就是你的周围、你的朋友、你的同学，他们家有三个卧房，你家有五个卧房，那你感觉同学在一起聚会，那心中就比较舒坦，对吗？
So that when you host gatherings, you're like, yeah, I got five bedrooms.
我们一生活在比较当中。
So we live in this life of comparison.
我们要证明自己。
We want to prove ourselves.
我不太差。
I'm not so bad.
比你好一点。
I'm a little better than you.
这是为什么我们活得很累，对吗？
That's why we're kind of exhausted.
其实我们很少想到我们为什么活在这个世界。
We never really think about why do we live in this world.
我人生的目的到底是什么？
What is the purpose of our life?
这个世界很有意思，尤其是个技术化的世界。
In this technology era that we live in, it's kind of interesting.
世界不让你去思想，它没有给你思想的空间。
It doesn't leave you a lot of space to just slow down and think.
尤其现在这个玩具，成人玩具是越来越发达。
There are a lot of gadgets, even for adults.
你白天忙工作，白天忙儿女。
You're busy with your work and with your kids.
晚上忙着追剧。
And at nighttime, you're busy watching a K-drama.
刷短视频。
Scrolling through TikTok.
那周末想放空。
And on the weekend, you're like, okay, let me just rest and do nothing.
就我灵魂是越来越空。
And your soul becomes nothing.
你刷了三个小时，你笑了，你流泪了，结果呢？
You do school for 3 hours, and you're laughing, you're crying, and then you're like, what did I do for 3 hours?
内心是空空一片。
I don't think I got anything out of that.
人生到底目的是什么？
So what is the purpose of your life?
真的是赚钱，然后吃喝玩乐，然后拜拜。
Is it just so that you can go make money, enjoy your life, and then say goodbye to this world?
你问你周围的朋友，还没有认识耶稣的朋友，你问他人生有目的吗
？I ask those around you who don't know Jesus, like, what is the purpose of your life?
我告诉你，他一定说我有目的的。
They'll tell you they have a purpose.
我现在努力读书。我的目的是要进个更好的学校。
I'm studying hard right now so I can get into a good college.
我进入个好的学校，将来找份更好的工作。
Once I get into a good college, I'll get a good job.
我找份更好的工作，将来有个更好的房子。
When I get a good job, I'll get a better house.
我娶个更好的老婆，或者嫁一个更俊的男子。
And I'll get someone who's handsome looking.
然后有更多的成就。
And then we'll be successful together.
然后人人都知道我的名字。
And everyone will know me.
我的报纸出现在我的名字出现在报纸的头版。
And my name will appear on newspaper.
这些都是好东西。
These are all good things.
但是我忘不要忘记一件事情。
But don't forget this thing.
等到有一天。
It's gonna be one day.
你的灯油耗尽，灯火快要熄灭的时候。
And the oil in your lamp in your life is running low and running out.
你的心里面还知道为什么活着吗？
At that point, do you know why you lived?
你一生追逐这些小的目标，到最后是没有目标。
As you pursue all these little goals in life, you realize at the end of your life, you had no goals.
这是为什么很多人到年老的时候 内心是越来越黑暗。
That's why so many of us, when we get old, there is less and less light in our life.
我年轻的时候，我知道我有目标。
Because when we're young, we think we have goals, we have purpose.
等到我活到最后的时候，我才发现我没有目标。
But then when we are old, we're like, what was our purpose?
你想过吗？
Have you ever thought about that?
只有来到教会，在上帝的家中，在上帝的圣道，上帝的圣灵的光照下，你才能安静的思想，我到底在寻求什么。
And so only when you come to the church family and when you make that space and think about what is the purpose of your life, then God speaks to you.
我在问我们中间年轻的弟兄姐妹，人生的首要目的是什么？
Let me ask the young people, what is the purpose of our life?
是什么？要荣耀神。
Is to glorify God.
记住这句话。
To remember that.
你所有的人生的小目标都不是坏事情。
Every little goal that you have, they are not bad in themselves.
这个目标要对准这个首要的目标。
But all these little goals must point to glorifying God.
我在中学好好读书，是为了神的荣耀而读。
If I'm studying hard, it's because I want to glorify God.
我在最好的学校读书，是为了荣耀上帝。
If I go to a good college, because I want to glorify God.
我有个很好的工作，是为了上帝的荣耀。
If I want to have a good job, it's to glorify Him.
我成立一个很好的家庭，我要为了上帝的荣耀。
If I have a good family, it's to glorify Him.
我住过很大的房子，是为上帝的荣耀。
If I live in a big house, it's to glorify Him.
怎么来荣耀上帝？
But how do you glorify God?
你的生活应当像耶稣那样。
You glorify God by becoming like Jesus.
你的一生就有一个终极的目标。
That you have one ultimate goal in your life.
你的一生是越走越光明。
That as you walk with Him, you have light in your life.
年轻的弟兄姐妹，我劝你不要浪费人生，戏耍人生，不要糊涂生活。
Young people, don't waste your life.
手机啊，这个手机是神器，也是毒药。
The cell phone is a great, amazing tool, but it's also a drug.
你成为它的主人。
Be its master.
你不能成为他的奴隶。
Don't be a slave.
不要浪费你的时间。
Don't waste your life.
上帝给你很多的恩赐和才干。
God has given you talents.
发掘它，发展它，然后使用它来荣耀我们的神。
Discover what those are and use them to glorify Him.
我希望将来有一天，我们中间有许多荣耀神的工程师，荣耀神的理论家，荣耀神的电子工程师，荣耀神的牧将，荣耀神的牧师。荣耀神的财经师，荣耀神的太空飞行员，荣耀神的政治家和教育家。
I wish one day there will be many of you who are engineers that glorify God, financial advisors that glorify God, astronauts that glorify God, carpenters that glorify God.
中年人，你们有家庭、有工作、有压力。
Middle age, you have family, you have your job.
不要让你在忙碌当中心变得茫然一片。
Don't let the busyness of your life rob you of your intimacy with God.
人生失去了方向，失去了首要的目的。
Don't lose your direction and your purpose.
你在这个世界，你的目的不是要证明你的价值。
In this world, you don't live to prove yourself.
你本身就有价值。
You are worthy.
因为你是上帝的儿子和女儿，你有价值。
Because you are his sons and his daughters, so you are worthy.
你不需要向世界证明你有价值。
You do not have to prove yourself to this world.
如果你一生想证明你的价值，我可以告诉你的结论。
Because if you live to prove yourself, there's only one place you arrive.
当灯油耗尽，灯火快要熄灭的时候。
When your life is at its end.
那个时候来证明你的一生。毫无价值。
It only show to prove that you live a worthless life.
人生有意义，人生有价值，是因为耶稣基督创造了你，让你一生奔向他的荣耀。
You are worthy, you are valuable because you have been created by God for His glory.
你是上帝伟大计划的一部分。
You are in His grand plan.
你要过一个荣耀神的一生。
You are living a glorious life for Him.
是让你一生的人生故事成为上帝伟大故事的一部分。
So that your story becomes part of His story.
我们中间的年长的伯父伯母们。
Those who are elderly.
年老的时候，你更要警醒祷告。
When your seniors fast and pray,
你只有不断的靠近基督
Draw close to Jesus.
你的内心才一天信实一天。
Let your heart, let your light be renewed day by day.
你的里面充满着光明，充满着盼望。
Let your light be filled with His light and hope.
所以上面我讲到了五个谎言。
So I covered these five different lies.
最后，我要邀请我们中间第一次来的朋友们。
And I want to invite those of you who are here for the first time.
耶稣基督从死里复活了。
Jesus is risen.
他如今住在我们中间。
He walks among us.
他要爱你。
He loves you.
他邀请你进入他的荣耀。
He invites you into his presence and his glory.
邀请你进入他的祝福。
He invites you into his blessing.
他在呼唤我们每个人。
He's calling to you.
跟从我。
Follow me.
跟从我就不在黑暗里行。
Follow me and you'll not walk in darkness.
你要得到生命的光。
But you'll have the light of life.
因为耶稣他是道路、真理和生命。
Because I am the way, the truth, and life.
你跟从生命才能得着生命。
Only when you follow him, you will have life.
你跟从道路才有路可走。
Only when you follow his way, when you have a way.
你跟从真理，你才能得着真理。
And if you only follow truth, will you receive truth?
好多人摸到很多年了。
Many of you have been coming to church for many years.
所有的道你都听过了。
And you heard many, many sermons.
好多的鸿门宴你也吃过了。
Many potlucks.
现在该是决定的时候了。
But it is time for you to decide.
这个复活节的早晨。
On this resurrected Sunday morning.
我邀请你敞开你的心门。
I invite you to open your heart.
说复活的主。
Risen Lord.
我愿意敞开我的心。
I'm opening up my heart.
我愿意跟随你。
I want to follow you.
你愿意吗？你愿意吗？我们中间的朋友和慕道的朋友，我巴不得你敞开心，在此刻跟随耶稣。不要告诉说啊，我还早，我还早，等一等，慢慢来。
Friends,
那是另外一个谎言。
Friends, don't wait until it's too late.
因为我们永远不知道明天道路如何，对吗
？You don't know if you have tomorrow.
因为上帝祝福我们每一位弟兄姐妹。
May God bless all of you.
基督从死里复活了。
Christ is risen.
我们有复活的盼望。
We have this risen hope.
将来不但我们在天上遇见他。
One day we'll be with him in eternity.
他要给我们一个复活的身体。
And we'll have a resurrected body.
所以基督徒是一群充满喜乐和盼望的人。
So Christians, be filled with hope.
大家还记得我这个在开始的时候，天使的宣告的话，他不在这里，他已经复活了吗？
Do you guys remember what the angels proclaimed at the beginning?That he is he's risen, he's not here.
我们要不再来试一试，好不好？我们的姐妹们来说，他不在这里。弟兄们说，他已经复活了，好不好？姐妹们来说，来。
He's not here.
他不在这里，他已经复活了。再来一遍，来。他不在这里，他已经复活了。我们现在唱，我们一起来唱这 worship team come.
We're gonna invite the worship team to come up. We're gonna sing this one last song together.
请弟兄姐妹起立。
If you could stand.
我想在我们开始我们回应诗歌之前，让我们大家来看一下摆在这边的十字架。这个十字架在这里不是一个装饰。The cross that we put here in front of us is not a decoration.Our Jesus Christ died, crucified on the cross for us, for you, for me, for everybody here. And look at the lilies here. It's not just decoration, it's pure. It's God, it's Jesus Christ, because he's pure. He didn't have any sins, but he died for us. He's love, he's good. He is who he is. And I know there is suffering in this world,But he has overcome all the sufferings for us. He has overcome the world. He's risen, and there's no more death, no more darkness, no more sufferings. 不再会有苦难，不再会有黑暗，不再会有死亡，因为耶稣基督已经在这个十字架上为我们死，为我们复活。我们真的相信吗？ Do we really believe in this truth?Do we hold firmly to this foundation? 我们是不是真真正正的 站在这个真理里面？让我们来思想。好，我们。 我们一起来唱这首诗歌 Because He Lives， 让我们心里真真正正的相信 He's living for us， He's living inside of us， He has overcome everything for one, each one of us here。 让我们来一起鼓掌， Let's put our hands together and sing this last song。
There may be some of you who are still living in Good Friday.
我们中间可能有人活在星期六的迷茫困惑当中。
Some of you are still lost like the disciples are on Saturday.
我们中间可能有人就像活在墓穴中一般。
Some of you feel like you're living in the tomb.
没有亮光。
There is no light.
没有盼望。
There is no hope.
没有喜乐。
There is no joy.
没有安慰。
There there is no comfort.
但耶稣基督已经复活了。
But Christ is risen.
他死了，埋葬了，第三天复活。
He was crucified, buried, and rose again on the third day.
基督是我们永活的盼望。
Jesus is our living hope.
我们的主，我们的神。
Our Lord, our God.
你创造我们。
You created us.
是为了你永恒的荣耀。
Create us for your glory.
你让我明白，我们受造是为了一个永恒的目的。
But we created for your eternal purpose.
你永恒的心意是让我们成为你的儿子，成为你的女儿。
You will for us to become your sons and daughters.
你来到这个世界。
But you came into this world.
来寻回我们。
Bring us back to you.
因为我们本身是属于你。
Because we belong to you.
主，我们谢谢你抓住了我们。
Father, we thank you for holding on to us.
你借着圣灵住在我们的生命当中。
But you've given us your Holy Spirit.
无论我们在什么境遇当中，主，你离不开，不离开我们。
That you are with us no matter where we are.
世界上没有任何的力量可以让我们与你的爱隔绝。
And there is nothing that can separate us from your love.
无论是苦难还是刀剑。
Whether it's sword or suffering.
无论是贫穷还是失望。
Or poverty or disappointment.
你的爱是永不死亡的爱。
That your love conquers death.
主，我们愿意你的灵把你的爱浇灌在我们心中。
May your spirit just pour your love in our soul.
来医治我们的伤痛。
That you will heal our wound.
赐给我们力量。
That you give us strength.
让我们下垂的手，发酸的腿能挺起来。
That you lift up our trembling hands and our knees.
因为你是复活的主。
Because you are the risen Lord.
你是与我们同行的主。
And you're our God who walks with us.
也可以带领我们像鹰一样展翅上腾。
And you lead us like eagles to soar on the sky.
那飞越人生的风浪。
That we fly over the storms of life.
穿越看不见边界的黑暗。
We walk through this valley of darkness and death.
因为你是得胜的主。
Because you are victorious.
你胜过了罪恶。
That you have defeated sin.
你胜过了死亡。
You have defeated death.
因为你活着。
Because you live.
我们能面对明天。
We can face tomorrow.
我们不知道明天会发生什么。
We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
但是我们知道你掌管明天。
But we know you hold tomorrow.
你是昔在、今在、以后永在的主。
You are our everlasting Lord.
你为我们而来。
You came for us.
你为我们而死。
You went on the cross.
你为我们复活。
And you were resurrected.
你还要为我们再来。
And you're coming back again.
从我们中间，有些人一直在徘徊。
For some of us, we are just wandering outside that door.
求主此刻你创建他们的心。
Well, you just open up that door.
愿意敞开心来接受你。
That you will receive Jesus in your heart.
你就是生命。
That you are life.
你就是光。
You are light.
跟从你的就不在黑暗里行。
Those who follow you no longer walk in darkness.
主啊，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？
You, only you have the way of eternal life. Who else can we follow?
主，此刻恳求你的圣灵在我们中间运行。
May your Holy Spirit work in us.
把我们从压力当中释放出来。
That you would free us from our bondage.
把我们从各种罪的捆绑中释放出来。
You free us from anything that holds us down.
把我们从伤痛当中、绝望当中释放出来。
Free us from our hurt and our disappointments.
把我们从灰心丧志的状况当中来释放出来。
Free us from hopelessness and despair.
把我们从不冷不热的光景中来释放出来。
Free us from our lukewarm life.
把我们从骄傲自私的光景中释放出来。
Free us from our self-centeredness and our pride.
恢复我们受造的荣耀。
Restore us to the purpose that we are created for.
复活的主。
the resurrected Lord.
愿你的荣耀充满你的子民。
May your glory fill your people.
让你复活的大能来充满你的子民。
Let the power of resurrection fill your people.
让我们内心深处说，主啊，我们称谢你的名。
That we declare your name to be exalted.
复活的主。
Our risen Lord.
我们跟随你。
We follow you.
求你与我们同行。
May you walk with us.
我们也愿你再来。
We look forward to you coming back.
愿荣耀归于你。
May all glory belong to you.
愿你的平安归于你的子民。
And may your peace be with those who belong to you.
我们这样祷告，奉恩主耶稣的
名。Amen.
Amen. 要不要我们再来一遍？弟兄们、姐妹们，先说，他不在这里来，他不在这里。
He is risen.
再来一遍，来，他不在这里。
He's not here.
他。
He is risen.
好，大家请坐。
You may be seated.
谢谢 worship team.
Thank you, worship team.